holy letters, in the volume 4, this is letter number 875. It's addressed also yesterday, 23rd day of Tevis, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, that's in 1951, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, according to my view, again, you know, you're not doing proper from stopping to see the doctor. That's not right. You should do good if you are going, if you should be checked out by a professional, by a specialist, a doctor, a specialist again, and you should go by his instructions. The Rebbe says, listen to the doctor, what the doctor tells you. Now, apparently, this person wrote something. This was before the Rebbe officially became Rebbe. This is actually just a couple of days. 15 days later, the Rebbe accepted the leadership. But apparently, this person wrote something. Turns out that it looks like the person was sort of defending himself or something. He says, this that you mentioned about separation, this is apparently the person talking about the previous Rebbe parting and being separated from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, God forbid you should think about this, especially that you received a blessing from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that you will be privileged to have children. I guess they didn't have any. They were looking for a blessing to have children. They didn't have any children. You want to be blessed with living and children that. So you got a. You said you got a blessing from the Rebbe, and he is. You can be. He can be trusted that he's going to keep his word, especially that tzaddikim are greater even after their passing. And quoting from the Zohar, the Tanya, that a tzaddik who's passed on is more in this world, more even than during his lifetime. So you will see that his blessing will be fulfilled, and you should let me know good news about this. Also, you conclude in your letter that you were forced to stop your classes that you were giving him to the public. But the Rebbe says it would be proper if you would continue, but you should teach them in a way that they should not affect your health, shouldn't make you deteriorate your health, but you should still continue, the Rebbe says. I'm waiting for good news, the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe is sure. So, this is another place where the Rebbe here is encouraging the person and telling him to that the blessing will be fulfilled. And I guess also because the Rebbe has not yet officially become the Rebbe, he's not he's not saying it himself. He's putting everything on the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe throughout his lifetime always put everything on the previous Rebbe. He never sort of put it on himself, and to him, the Rebbe was the present. He talked to the Rebbe in the present tense, that the Rebbe is here and the Rebbe is doing and it's the Rebbe's blessing. He sort of considered himself like somebody just filling in, you know, so he never considered himself like the one that's doing it. And like I said many times, the Rebbe teaches us what it means to be subjugated to a tzaddik, and what it means to listen and to be totally negate yourself, self-negation, you know, in front of a tzaddik.